B'choros Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel 6-3, we continue with the moment in the eye. Here we have two, which is the Chavarvad and the Mayim HaKavuim. So these are two things that have to be both Kavuim, fixed, permanently in place. The first is Chavarvad. The word Chavar, Chivri, means white in Aramaic. So this means like white things, like white flecks or white spots that are permanently in the eye, covering the black part of the eye. And Mayim HaKavuim means that it's a perpetually watery eye, that just the watery eyes that don't go away. So says the Mishnah, Ezu chavar vad hakvua, what's a permanent white spots on the black of the eye? Kol sheshaha shmonim yom, any white spots that last for 80 days. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus omer, bot kenoso shlosha pam besoch shmonim yom. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus says you have to check it three times in the 8-day period, meaning you divide 80 by 3, roughly 27. So every 27 days, roughly every 4 weeks, you have to check that the white dots are still there, because we're concerned that basically the white dots could perhaps go and come back. Okay? Halacha is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. As far as ve'elohem mayim hakavuim, what defines watery eyes that can't be healed? So, the remedy to try is achalach v'yavesh shel geshamim. You feed the animal, literally means moist and dry grain that grew in a field that was watered by rainwater as opposed to irrigation water, and if that doesn't heal the animal from its watery eyes, then it's a permanent problem. So what does it mean to be lach, and what does it mean to be yavesh? So the moist grain means grain that grew in Adar in the first half of Nisan, so in this early spring, it's still moist, as it's like green and soft still. And yavesh, the dry grain, is grain that grew in Elul in the first half of Tishrei after the summer, so it's like really dried out. So first you feed it the moist, and then you feed it the dry of grain that grew in a field that was, you know, just taken care of by rainwater, so it's a nice, strong, healthy field, and that should heal the eyes. If it doesn't, then it's a mum kavua. Says the Mishnah, lach v'yavesh shel shalachim. If, however, you used grain that's moist and then dry, but you did it from a field, you sourced that grain from a field that was an irrigated field, as opposed to just one that survives in rainwater, that's not good enough. Or achal yavesh v'achar kach achal alach. Similarly, if you did it out of order, first giving the animal the dry grain, meaning the grain that grew in the at the end of the summer in Elul and Tishrei, and then you gave it the moist grain, the what that grew in Adar and Nisan after that, that's also not good enough. Ad she eno mum, that doesn't confirm that it's a permanent blemish. Ad she yochal hayavesh achar halach, the only way to confirm it is you give it first the moist, and then after that the dry, and if it still doesn't heal, then it is a mum kavua.